Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up to the drive-thru. How you doing, bud?
Hey, greetings and salutations.
How you making out?
All right. Cruising home after a fun-filled day at the Magic Kingdom. At the Magic Kingdom bus load zone. How about that?
Busy day?
Yeah, actually, what was it like? Friday seemed pretty slow, but then yesterday got busier, and then Sunday, I think they had anticipated such big crowds that there was actually charter buses running some of the people around too. So yeah, we got real busy. I think a lot of schools got out. So
yeah, I seen the idiots paid an all time high for Genie Plus this year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But yeah, knuckleheads. But we had the weather up here, dude. We got like 3 inches of rain. My neighbor's basement wall caved in yesterday.
Oh, crap.
Oh, yeah. It's scary, dude. It's all the cinder blocks, just the wall just gave in and went into his basement. The whole side of his house by the front porch is just, you could see right into the basement from the outside. The whole ground sunk in around it like a sinkhole.
Oh, man. That stinks. Yeah. God, that'd be miserable. I mean, what's a repair like that cost?
You got to jack the whole house up on that end. The positive thing, the only thing I think of, he has a full poured basement, so you could probably jack it up with a temporary wall to get it jacked up while you're mortaring in a new foundation wall. But it's going to be ugly before it gets better. And now you got to hope, as we talked about before, I'm scared for him because our blank off insurance companies will find a way to blame it on a flood, and we don't have flood insurance around here, because we don't.
Yeah, you're not on a river.
Mm-mm.
So.
No, so I'm waiting for the assholes to screw him, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, they'll try.
Yeah, but I'm nervous for him, I'm worried about him, but he called me, and I'm like, I gotta fix the drywall on his vaulted ceiling, he wants me to do that. And I haven't got to it yet. And I was like, oh, here we go. I'm going to get yelled at. And then all of a sudden he goes, I said, dude, I was going to, because I planned on going this week. Because I got two other things. I had to fix a skylight that leaked for somebody else I do work for. But I was going to call him and say, I'll do that this week because I'm going to be doing this skylight around the corner. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm going to do it. He goes, yeah, I don't have to worry about that. The whole basement caved in underneath that. So you don't have to worry about that right now. I'm like, my God.
That's not a priority anymore.
No, I feel so bad. So I told him. He had one of his other buddies out who's does concrete work and all that kind of stuff. So he came out and looked at it. I told him if he needs any help, I'll be glad to help him. So we'll see what happens. I know I'll be doing something one way, shape, or form. I've been pumping my basement out for the last 3 days or 2 days. It's sad, dude. Flooded like literally all around here. Look like you can go swimming in a pond. It's a latrine we got.
Big old, big old puddle, huh?
Yeah, like I said, 3 inches of rain would be about 2 foot of snow if you got snow, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, so it was pretty nasty out, but anyhow, that's what we've been going through, and hopefully he's okay. And I was upstairs building those window seats, you know, trimming the window seats out yesterday. Or Friday night, because it was supposed to rain all day yesterday, I went after work and bought some wood and finished plywood, and I built the top of the window seat on Friday night. So I've been busy building, John. What about you? Just driving the bus?
Busy bussing.
Yeah. And by the way, just so you know, my Flyers own Tommy's Bruins. Did you see that game last night?
No, I didn't. How about that?
Yeah, we own his Bruins. We beat them 3-2 with we got the winning goal at 2 minutes left in the game. So I think, let me see here, you know, and Tommy will know what I'm talking about with how we own, you know, his sport teams up there. I'm not starting trouble. I'm just stating facts here, John.
I'm pretty sure the Bruins are still in first place, though, so, you know.
Yeah, well, the Phillies have proven that to the Braves, that don't mean anything. What did I see here? Yeah, that's the first time we have beat the Bruins since October 20th, 2021, John.
Well, all right then. It's been 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. Almost 3 years it's been since we beat them. So we own you now, Tommy. The Flyers own the Bruins. I'm only kidding. It was a good game, though. Flyers are getting better. But since Keith Jones took over, I'm really starting to like the team again. He's got some youth, you know, some good youth on the team. It's pointing in the right direction. So, and I'm hanging out at Caesars now, John, fixing. I don't know how, as human beings, we're supposed to be the smartest in the food chain and all that, right? So explain this to me, John. You're in a casino. There's gates up across the bathroom. All the wallpaper's ripped off the walls. There's bare drywall showing that's all gouged and ripped apart. There's really half the lights are off in there. Are you going to walk up and say, these bathrooms, can we use these? I mean, every day I work and I just don't understand. I'm the same species as some people, John. Do you ever feel that way? Huh? What'd I do, Luigi?
Nope. My phone fell on the floor, so okay. I had to grab it. But yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But Doug, I daily see people do incredibly stupid stuff. So as I tell the other bus drivers, 80% of our job is ensuring the guests don't kill themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they walk in stupid places. They do stupid things. It's just amazing.
Dude, this guy walks all the way into the bathroom I'm working in. Dude, all the countertops. No, literally. All the countertops are out of it. All the countertops are out of it. Everything's ripped off the walls. All the lighting's out of it. The stalls have covers on them. And he goes, is this ain't working? No. I mean, I literally stand there and just look at him like, really? Is the camera going to come out? Am I being punked? Where's Ashton Kutcher at? But it's just and then they were all down there for the start of March Madness, so they're all drunk by noon, John.
Well, that's your answer, Doug. That's how they drank. So, and he gets to a point, and he's like, I gotta find a bathroom now.
So, the pools are going crazy in March Madness, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got blown out of the water as soon as Oakland beat Kentucky, so.
Well, I got North Carolina as the winner in all my pools, so that's what I'm hoping for.
All right.
I don't know.
I got UConn. I can't remember.
Yeah, I got North Carolina. Well, they're my favorite college basketball team, so they always have been. And my godson, he followed suit. That's why half his teams are named the Tar Heels whenever he plays fantasy. So, but no, it's been a crazy, crazy few days down the casinos, John. Makes me miss Disney even more, to be honest with you, the people that I deal with down there. I think the Disney people are a little better to deal with, John.
Yeah, probably.
But, headed over to Disney. Communicore Hall is finally going to open, John.
Hey!
And
the
it's
walls down.
Yeah, opening date announced for Epcot's Communicore Hall and details of Encanto stage show. Disney has announced today that Communicore Hall and Plaza will open June 10th, 2024 at Epcot. So, opening alongside Communicore Plaza from June 10th to September 6th will be a new sing-along feature, The Beloved Songs and Story of Encanto. The new limited-time show, Celebrating Encanto, runs several times throughout the day and will not only invite you and your family to sing along. Dude, everybody wants to hear me sing.
Indeed.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sing in pose, John. It ought to be awesome. Of your favorite songs, we'll also spot Mirabelle and Bruno on a newly opening Communicore Plaza stage. So, I'll be happy to see this open.
We don't talk about Bruno.
That's funny, John. You hit that one on the nose. Hey, dude, I watched a Disney... A couple. Two guys got married at Disney World. They did a video on YouTube. They got married. They had 43 guests. And they got married in the Magic Kingdom in front of the...
Oh, my God.
They got married in the Magic Kingdom at the train station is where they held the
Holy crap.
What do you think it cost them?
For $250,000.
No, it wasn't that much, Sean. It was $41,000. $41,000. Now what?
I don't know. I mean, some of the money that people spend on church weddings goes to that extent, you know, sometimes. So
yeah, but then they did all the extras and the other rats of frats of who's a what's on top of. What do you think to have Donald and Mickey there dressed in tuxes for a half hour cost?
Both of them are a piece.
Well, you could go either way. It doesn't matter. They're equal amount.
Yeah. For a half hour, I'd say probably $1,000.
$2,800 for the pair of them.
Okay.
I love both of them, but I don't know if I'd pay $2,800 to pose with them. Would you?
No. I think so.
Yeah, but $41,000 for the wedding, John. Holy moly.
Yeah, and boy, I bet that just means they're going to stay together and love each other for all time. So,
yes.
Not really.
No, but I was shocked. I mean, and it wasn't that long either. They did get the cool thing is they did get the bus that took them around, you know, the double-decker bus. They got a ride in that through the Magic.
That's cool.
So it was some really nice stuff, but... John, I could basically remodel my whole house for $41,000.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
It was nice to see where the jumping off parts are. So, you imagine you got 100 people, dude. There's $100,000. It's basically for $41,000, 43 people, it's almost $1,000 a person, John.
Right.
Holy moly, dude. But it looked good. If you have Robbie or Judith and Tommy or Carmen and Brian money, yeah, you could afford that stuff. Me and you can't, John.
Yeah, I certainly can't. There's not a chance.
Jen and Scott got married there. They had a pretty big wedding too. So
yeah, they spent the money.
Yeah.
Even at the wedding chapel, it's very expensive.
No. So. And theirs was a lot bigger from the video they dropped. I think they had 100 people there. Oh, I could be wrong. Yes. They had quite a few. I could be exaggerating it. I don't remember exactly, so I don't want to misspeak, but there was quite a few people there. And I think she had the chariot and all that, Cinderella's.
You know, then they probably spent more than $41,000,
honestly. Who the hell knows? But God bless them. Here it is again. Disney Genie Plus climbs at the highest price of 2024 at Walt Disney World. What did the idiots pay, John?
$33.
I'm trying to go down. Ooh. They're super idiots, dude. $39.
Wow. $40 for a ride.
Yeah, when it initially launched, the idiots paid $15. Now it has reached $39. I mean, why don't you guys just go? When you walk in the park, just start handing out 50s to all the cast members, too. Just throw it all away. At least go into the cast members. I could actually, I would like that, because they deserve to make more.
I like that idea a lot better. Get on the bus, give the driver a $50 bill. All right, let's spin it.
How about we all start that? How about we all stop giving the Genie Plus, and we all hand the money to the cast members? I'm in for that, wouldn't you be, John?
I would certainly wholeheartedly agree with this sentiment.
I mean, it's just stupid to me, man.
Yeah, it's amazing, Doug, honestly. So the policy at Disney for non-tip roles, like not waiters, not bellhops, not stuff like that, but like my role and stuff like that, is if somebody offers you money, you're supposed to refuse three times, and then you can take it after that. So, but to say that we have a policy for tipping anybody, but then they charge $39 to ride. I mean, so it's fine for the executive types and the big company machine to get the money, but for John the hardworking bus driver, God forbid he takes a $5 bill, you know? I mean, honestly, really?
The Disney white collar bosses are the biggest hypocrites on the planet, except for our two political parties. They're like right there. The Republicans, the Democrats, and Disney management are the biggest hypocrites on the planet.
We had customer or not customer guest or cast member appreciation week a couple of weeks ago, and so every morning we came in and we got something. So one day it was a Smucker's Uncrustable sandwich. One day it was a granola bar. I mean, really? Wow, I feel so appreciated. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
I mean, honestly. And any time you hear any like discourse or anything from cast members, it's always a pizza party. And they do this about once every 3 months, and there's a big meme about it every time they do it. Oh, you know, it's like the cast members drowning from the cost of rent and the lack of pay and everything. But it's okay. Pizza party. You know what I mean? Here are two slices of Papa John's pizza. It's all better. So.
No, it's a disgrace how they treat you guys. You guys should all be able to take tips. But I guarantee you, the manager at all the resorts and all, he'll take a tip.
Yeah, the higher you go, get up. I mean, honestly, I don't know if them guys would need to take tips.
No, but it's just wrong. What else do we have here? I gotta get away from the knucklehead story of Genie Plus. Tiana's Bayou Adventure reaches new milestone as Disney Imagineers begin testing. They got the boats going, John.
Are they using the same boats they are from that were from? Regular Splash Mountain?
It looks like it to me. I mean, of course they are. They ain't going to buy new boats.
Well, I thought they had... Didn't they have figureheads carved on them? I thought maybe Brer Rare or Brer Rabbit or something was on the front of them.
No.
Those logs. I don't remember, though, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think they are the same boats, John.
I think Frozen uses the same boats that Maelstrom uses, right?
I think they do, too, yeah. They just painted them, I thought.
Yeah, refurbed them, and that's about it.
Yeah. Because they're still Viking boats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I love this. I do love this. Cast members to guest lanyard pin training returns to all Walt Disney World this April. I love that. That was one of my favorite things.
Time.
Me and Brenda used to do it. She has a denim Disney jacket in here that has them on it.
Yeah, that'll make Lisa happy. She's a big pin trader.
I just like the interaction. You get to meet people.
Yeah.
The cake bake shop, John, I know you're all excited.
Oh, boy.
Woo. Begins hiring for opening at Walt Disney World Resort.
Ooh, let me throw an application at him.
Maybe you could be Mr. Belvedere over there.
Mr. Baker.
The interviews will take place the 26th, 27th, and 30th this week. John, you want to go over there and Maybe you could be the new maitre d'. What do you think?
Yeah, I look like a tea and crumpets type of guy, don't I?
Oh, you do, John. You do.
Okay.
But they're finishing it up. I wonder when it's going to open. It's been a long build. Because it did not meet its original planned opening of 2023. I mean...
No, I would say not.
They're a whole year behind. Yeah, I don't know. But it better open soon, John.
Maybe if it opens, it'll quickly not do well, and then it'll close and open up something that we like better.
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe a sports bar, John, like ESPN.
What an idea! Hey, let's run that by him.
Dave and Buster's, you know, one of those things.
Yeah, something like that.
Star Wars Light Show takes over the Empire State Building in New York City. It was pretty cool. They had a Darth Vader on the Empire State Building was all like in an orangey red, and then it shows the shadow of Darth Vader with a lightsaber in his hand.
Oh, cool.
It was pretty cool. I'm trying to see what the whole story behind this was. To kick off Star Wars fan holiday May the 4th, Disney Consumer Products and Lucasfilms took over the Empire State Building yesterday with products reveals, activities, and new spotlighting the villains of Star Wars galaxy commenced by Star Wars actor Hayden Christensen. The Empire State Building debuted a 5-minute dynamic light show featuring favorite scenes from Star Wars films and streaming series, and special focuses on villains including Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, stormtroopers, and more. The spectacle, which synced to John Williams' Imperial March, the Darth Vader's theme, played simultaneously in iHeartMedia's Z100 New York radio station on the iHeartRadio app when they were showing it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool to see live. That would have been pretty neat.
Yeah, the takeover included interactive photo moments, highlight new Star Wars products, and a window observatory deck displayed, with select experience open to the public through April 29th on the 86th floor observatory. Star Wars fan composed with life-size Funko Pop Darth Vader figure and backdrop of unmatched New York City skyline. So, that's pretty cool.
That'd be a unique picture.
Yeah, they have a new Lego set for the 25th anniversary, so... Man, Lego's making some money off of this stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, you haven't priced Legos lately, have you?
No, I don't want to. I know they're a gazillion dollars.
Oh, they are ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. I thought they were expensive. That was probably JJ's favorite toy when he was probably 8 to 12 or so, 7 to 12. But they were expensive then, but now they're probably triple the price they were at that time. So, yeah, absolutely incredible expensive.
Yeah, well... I mean, I said no, but I mean, I have seen like some of the different the piece of junk and stuff like that, like different specialty items that were hundreds of dollars. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, I've seen it. It's crazy. I mean, if you're into it, fine. I know a lot of people. I mean, there's even some NFL players I've seen that do Legos that have all that stuff. Or there's a, that's what it was. When I seen that Netflix show on the NASCAR drivers.
Yeah.
The one NASCAR driver. I think it's Kyle Larson. It's either him or... what's his face? Jeff... one that took over for Gordon that I like. And I can't even think of his name. Byron. When they do it... He calms him down. It gets his mind off the racing and all that stuff, and he enjoys doing it. And his girlfriend or fiance constantly buys him different ones, so ships him different things.
Yeah, there's actually ones out now that are specifically made for adults. There's like a jazz club that you can build and all kinds of stuff like that. So yeah. I mean, it's a hobby, and it's probably to the same promise. It's bigger now than model cars and model planes and stuff are, you know? So, yeah, they're really popular.
Yeah, he was building a car, so. Oh, dude, finally, all these rumors are coming true. Disney Dreams That Soar is a summertime experience that will be at a late night perk for visitors taking place over at Disney Springs Lake. Disney Dreams That Soar will showcase Disney stories celebrating the joy of flight and the state of art with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create design in the sky paired with soaring musical score and memorable movie quotes. Disney Dreams That Soar. Man, it's a tongue twister. We'll run nightly from May 24th through September 2nd, 2024. That'll be cool to go over there and see.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to. And that's something you can go do for free. Oh my God, don't tell anybody. But yeah.
It's kind of free. You know you'll go buy something, and that's why they're doing it. But I don't blame them. I love it. It's free.
Yeah. Doug, that would be a fun night to maybe I could get a one-night stay at Saratoga Springs in Congress Park facing the Disney Springs to watch it from the balcony.
That would be incredible.
Cool, right?
And us, I know we go eat, drink, and be merry.
There you go.
It says Disney began testing the drones earlier this year, following their popularity in Disneyland Paris with recent offers, including Disney Electrical Sky Parade, which uses 500 drones to recreate moments from the classic Disney Main Street Electrical Parade. That's cool.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's pretty wacky looking watching that thing.
Oh my God, John Joy coming to greet guests at Pixar Plaza at Disney Hollywood Studios.
Well, happy, joy.
Yes. We already read that. Ousted Disney CEO Bob Chapek shares insight on recent developments at the company. So he had some not so good things to say. Reservations now open for the so-called cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. They are not cabins. They are trailers. Do we agree on this, John?
Well, if you have any question, Doug, there's several pictures of them going down World Drive, or the older ones going down World Drive being towed away. So I'm assuming that would mean it's a trailer. Yes. So, yes.
Yeah. I mean, again, they're nice. I wouldn't mind staying in one, but I would never. It's not a cabin. Just because
now, the new ones don't even look like cabins. They look like a condo in Melbourne or something.
Yeah. I mean, so. It looks more like those little houses that people are into than anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be a cabin just because. I mean, I don't go to the Poconos and stay in a house, and because it's in the woods and call it a cabin, it's a house. If it's a rancher, it's a house. I mean, just stupid. But anyway, we're taking reservations now if you want to stay there. Extended evening hours at Walt Disney World now available for guests at the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. So, I like this, John. Celebrate 30 years of the Lion King with special experience at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And they got, it looks like, a new Pumbaa popcorn bucket, John. He looks really cool. I think it's a popcorn bucket.
A new one? They had a one before, so this is a different looking one.
I don't know. I haven't seen this one before, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, they had a Timon popcorn bucket and a Timon sipper cup and a Pumbaa popcorn bucket for the longest time, but yeah, maybe they might have changed it slightly or something.
They might have. Disney Animal Kingdom will celebrate 30 years of The Lion King from June 10th through September 6th, 2024. At Rakifi Planet Watch, you can once again meet Timon and Rakifi. Also at Rakifi's Planet Watch, you can also visit animation experience and learn how to draw characters from The Lion King, which I'm glad that's existing again. There will be a special menu of item and snacks and a limited time Pumbaa popcorn bucket. He looks really cool, John.
Doug, Toy Story and Lion King, how many times do you think I saw them in the theaters?
97 times.
No, I think Toy Story I saw 5 times, and Lion King I think I saw either 5 or 6.
That would have again been
because I was in the Navy and I was about 3.5 miles, or I think it was 2 miles from Atlantic Highlands, the little town in New Jersey that our base was close to. And not wanting to watch crappy television every night, I'd walk down there and they had a 2-screen theater. And so it was Toy Story again.
Dude, I love Toy Story. I was actually watching that the other day out in my shop where I was out there. I'm finally starting to do the, I did the cutting boards. Remember I told you I've been making cutting boards and noodle boards. I do a lot of woodworking. So anybody wants something, let me know. Because I build all kind of stuff. But I'm getting ready to start doing the Mickey heads with the walnut and cherry Mickey head cutting board. So.
Oh, very cool.
So I was out there designing them and ripping down some wood to start gluing them together. And I put Toy Story on in the background to kind of make it a kind of festive for building the Mickey design cutting board. That makes sense to you?
Yeah. Yep. So. Indeed. Fit the theme.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have here, Johnny? We don't have much else this week, dude. MLB starts Thursday, John. I know you can't wait for that.
I don't really pay attention to baseball until after the All-Star break.
Loser.
And then
did I say that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
And then last year I paid attention. The Rays got swept in the first round, so disappointing. And they started out so well, too. It really sucked.
Nah, dude, I just love listening to baseball. I love watching the games. It believe it or not, it's actually one of the things that chill me out. The only thing that gets me aggravated is, like, the stupid fans. Like, when the pitcher throws over to first base a couple times, boo! Like, shut up! It's part of the game. Like, that's the stuff that drives me nuts. He can throw over there 8 times. Why are you booing? Stop it.
I'm
now
bored.
Now you can't no more. But it's like, there goes the generations now get bored so quick. Now we got to make rules that he ain't allowed to throw over there so much because people want the game over in 5 minutes. It was what it was designed for, John.
Yeah, how did those rules go last year? I didn't really pay enough attention.
The one I think I did agree with, because players did take that too far. The throwing over and all that, I don't like that. But I did like the pitch clock, because it makes the game. Like, I got annoyed when a pitcher would step off the mound 15 times. Yeah, I don't mind them throwing over to first or trying to pick off. That's one thing. But the stepping off and then the batter has to grab his jock, fix his gloves, readjust his hat.
Knock the dirt off his shoes.
Thank his mom, point to Jesus, you know, and all that. So I'm glad it's back. I'm happy about that, because when I played, back in my day, when I pitched and I played, once you got in the box, you threw. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't goof around. Now it's literally... we got to the point, like I said, before they did this, every batter after every pitch would step out, adjust both batting gloves, adjust everything else on his body, check his strap on his foot, the guard for the shin. It was like, stop already. So anyhow, that worked out good, because I did like that. But the throwing over to first and making bigger bases, it was just stupid to me.
Yeah,
we need bigger bases so we could steal. I don't know. Where are we at here, John? I'm trying to find something else. I'm trying to find a menu now we could read. Happy thoughts. Happy, 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 happy thoughts. We can't do that one. Spice Road Table, children, lunch, and dinner. Last time that was renewed was 2020 of March.
They might want to update that one.
Yeah, I think they would. What else we had here, Johnny? How were crowds? Where'd you work all this week?
Magic Kingdom all week. So, yeah, like I said, Friday was pretty... I walked in Friday to take my break, and I was surprised at how uncrowded Main Street was right there. But then yesterday and today, it just blew up again. So, yeah, it got back to that point. So.
So do the Uber drivers mess with you?
they mess with us every day, Doug. No, I swear, if I get to a situation where I knew I could quit this job, I am going to drive until one blows. I blow my stack, and I'm just going to go up. I'm going to slap him like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, and it's going to. I'm not going to punch him or beat him up or anything. I just want to. I want to slap him so hard that it just demasculates the man. Just embarrass him, and maybe he poops himself, and that'd make me happy. I absolutely hate these people. I mean, can't stand them.
Well, so. You better hit them harder than Will Smith, because if Will Smith hit me like that, I'd have laughed at him. Because if Chris Rock could take that shot, he can't hit that man. He'd have got a whooping.
Well, I don't think he wanted to kill him. So.
No, I just don't. I think that's how he hits. What do we have here? Hollywood and Vine, John. They updated their menu this March, just recently. So, Hollywood and Vine, John. What do we got new here? You ever eaten in Hollywood and Vine?
No, that's a buffet. It's a character buffet, and it's overpriced because it's a character buffet. Well, so.
I'm trying to see what the new pricing is for it. What do you think mini seasonal dining event costs, John?
Mini seasonal dining event. $59.95.
$63 for adult, $40 per child. So let's see if it's worth it here, John.
$4. Yeah, and I think the characters are from Disney Junior. So you really have to have a kid that's like, what, between 3 and 7 to really get any. This isn't like Mickey and Minnie or Winnie and Winnie Pooh or anything like that. You know, I mean, these are very specific characters. So. Well,
it's only one table service counter, so that's not bad. And all I'm seeing here is Minnie. I don't know if they updated it to her and not the juniors.
Oh, maybe then.
I could be wrong. I'm trying to read it here. As of 8/28/22, has changed back to a buffet from family style. Minnie invites you to meet all of her friends in a delightful lunch and dinner party throughout the year. Mini seasonal events, blah, blah, blah. January through March, Silver Screen Dine celebrates movie in past and present. March through May, mini springtime dine. Shake off the winter chill and divine dinner party with the marks to brighten beautiful and delightful the delightfulness of spring, John. June through August, it's mini summertime dine. August through November is the Halloween dine. So Minnie is head to Minnie's favorite Halloween haunt. So that's pretty cool that they change the whole what you call it, the facade the of the meal for that.
Yeah, so they must change the decor, and then the characters must all have different costumes on. Yeah, every time you see it. So that would be kind of cool. That so depending what characters are there. So.
Yeah. So let's see. It's $63, John. Which, you know, I mean, face it, we'll spend $63 on a meal, right?
Yeah, if you want a good sit-down meal, yeah, you can spend $63 easily.
Okay, so we got a roasted mushroom risotto, farro risotto, oven-roasted chicken. Oh, John, here we go, buddy. Crispy tofu with Asian glaze, buddy.
Well, you got me, man. Ooh, let's hit it.
You're in. Beef stew, oven roasted turkey breast, roasted beef strip loin with a horseradish cream, shrimp squid ink pasta, salmon miso wasabi, spice rub pork loin with sauerkraut slaw and apple gastrique, John. Side dishes, peony shrimp. There you go. Assorted breads. Sour cream and chive whipped potatoes. Oh, I might be liking this more and more, John. Caramelized Brussels sprouts. Olive oil herb crusted potatoes. John, we got whipped potatoes and herb crusted potatoes. It might be worth $63 to us, John.
Doug just comes back with a full plate full of potatoes.
Yes. Call me Spud. sauteed peas and pearl onions. Garlic broccolini, sauteed green beans, fresh fruit and pasta salad. I will say, this is some of the best side dishes that we've heard of in a lot of these places, I think. What about you?
Yeah, honestly, the side dishes almost sound better than the full-size entree, or the regular entree, so.
Well, if I get, you know, a spice rub pork loin, or roasted loin. Beef strip loin, with some of these mashed potatoes, peel and eat shrimp, caramelized Brussels sprouts, you know, I mean, garlic broccolini, I could have a very nice meal there. John wouldn't feel hating too much, John, for 63.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm. Soft serve ice cream. Mississippi mud pie, John. Come and get your Mississippi mud pie. You can get your PB&J tarts, cupcakes, apple crisp, candy magic bar, and cheesecake, John. And if you felt like you spent too much and you want to forget about it, you can get yourself an ultimate Long Island iced tea for $16.50, John.
Woo!
Celebrity celebrity margaritas, $15.50s, mimosas, $14, Bloody Marys, screwdrivers, so they got all of it. Variety of assorted beers for $7.50 to $9.75, and then wine by the glass, $10 to $15, sangria, $12. I don't think it sounds too horrible, John. What about you?
No, that doesn't sound ludicrous, and actually some of the food sounds pretty good. So.
And what did they do?
Do they have any reviews on it?
It's got a 7 here. Let's see what they offer for dinner. You want to do that? They have the dinner they just updated in March, too. Should I read that now? I mean the breakfast.
Well, sure.
I mean the breakfast.
Breakfast.
That was lunch and dinner. Let's see if we want to. Rating here is an 8 out of 10, John, for breakfast. 83% recommended it.
All right.
And let's see what they offer here, John. Annual pass holders 10%, vacation club 10%, Disney reward Visa 10%, Disney dining plan 1 credit. As of it, so the juniors are in the breakfast, John. The breakfast is the Disney Junior Stars. The dinner is mini. There's where we change. So the dine with the Disney Juniors. What do you think they're asking for breakfast for adult?
44.
Oh, you're a little under. 47 and 30 for child. So let's say we want to book an early breakfast here so we can get in the park in time because we got an early fast pass for the wish we could get. We got an early virtual queue for Rise of Resistance, John. So they got an omelet station here, John. It has egg scramble, bacon, ham, chicken, sausage, chorizo sausage, cheddar, jalapenos, mushrooms, spinach, tomatoes, onion, red and green bell peppers, crab legs, lobster tail, filet mignon. I'm just kidding.
It really? Ended with, wow!
It ended with the bell peppers. I was just kidding.
I kind of figured that much.
Biscuits and gravy, which look really good. I love some biscuits and gravy. I prefer dry beef gravy, though, John. I love crap on the shingles, John. I could eat that for dinner multiple nights. I just love it. I could eat a half a loaf of bread, and I usually don't overeat, but that's one thing I can. Eggs Benedict, John. 3 cheese scramble, brioche French toast, spicy chicken and donuts, John. Plant-based frittata, side dishes, build your own yogurt bar, seasonal fresh fruit, and then your breakfast meats are bacon and sausage, assorted breads, bacon, raisin bread, and toast, freshly baked pastries, danishes, muffins, and croissants, breakfast cereal. Who the hell goes there for breakfast cereal? Y'all have $30, Captain Crunch, please, for my kid. Oatmeal, seasoned bread pudding, corned beef hash, cheesy potatoes, John. They got cheesy potatoes and potato casserole, John. I'm booking it now. And then Cinnabons, John.
Tater Fest.
Now, I mean, you're talking me and Brenda $100 breakfast for Disney Junior. We're not doing it, but it doesn't sound horrible. I think the dinner sounds better.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think I'm in for the dinner. What else? Do we do one more and we'll call it a show? Because there's not much else going on. Oh, Hollywood Brown Derby just opened in March. Did we read that already?
I don't remember.
I think we did because of Jews. I don't remember, but it has a recent update, March 2024. I don't think we read that. Let me see. We got a look now. I love the Brown Derby.
It's only March now, so yeah. I don't think we've done it. So.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just trying to do them as they update them. Okay, the Brown Derby. Appetizer starter, shrimp cocktail, $18. Charcuterie board, $23. Crab Louie, John. Crab Louie. Crispy olive bread, citrus bread blend, fried capers and a Louie sauce for $18. You ever had Crab Louie?
I don't believe I've had. I was going to ask you what it is, so yeah, I appreciate you telling me.
It has like a creamy dressing on it, if I can remember correctly. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like an Eggs Benedict kind of deal?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, like an Eggs Benedict sauce, then hollandaise sauce maybe, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, Crab Louie, there's a Crab Louie, I'm looking it up here too, it's a Crab Louie salad. What goes in Crab Louie? Traditional Crab Louie salad features crab meat, hard-boiled eggs, tomato, asparagus, but this is just a regular Crab Louie, they ain't saying that. This keeps showing, maybe it is a salad. Crispy olive bread, citrus blend, fried capers, and a Louie sauce. I guess it is. But why is it called Crab Louie's? Louie salad or Crab Louie salad? Both spellings are salad or used restaurant menus, but it is usually pronounced Louie. This is a famous West Coast salad, is also called King of Salads, and is sometimes written as Crab Louie salad. Check out more delicious salads and more. So, we haven't gotten any more than we know. So, I'll piss Robbie off with this. Escargot. roasted garlic. Béchamel, crispy prosciutto, and a puff pastry. Beef and burrato, spiced granola, hazelnut, blood orange, vinaigrette for $14. The escargot, John. I prefer escargot, but the escargot is $19. Oyster brie soup, fried oysters and a champagne foam for $18. Chorizo spiced mushrooms croquettes. Pickled onions, mixed herbs, chili threads, and a garlic cream plant base for $15. If you don't know that mushroom is plant-based, I don't know what to tell you, dude.
I don't know. Actually, me and my son were talking about that the other day. Are fungi, mushrooms, are they plants or are they something different? Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're not animals. Yes, we all realize that. But are fungus, or is that something different? Because really, when you look at it, there's flora and fauna, right? Or is there, or fungus something else? I don't know.
I think it's a plant, because fungi's in the ocean and all too, and it's a plant.
I don't know, but they don't need sunlight to grow. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. You're too deep for me on this one, John.
All right.
Roasted soup and salad, roasted squash and apple soup. That sounds very. I want to try that, John.
Yeah, that does sound tasty.
Yeah, it sounds different. I like different. And it's Thai curry. Farro granola and a maple gastrique. That's plant-based too. I'd like to try that soup though. We'd probably both hate it like we did the
coconut curries.
Bob and Mary ate at Skipper's Canteen, and they said it was one of the best meals they ever had this trip.
Cool.
So I'm interested in talking to him about that. Our famous Cobb salad is $25. Everybody know that it's a split roasted turkey, bacon, eggs, tomato, blue our cheese, avocado, blah blah blah. You can add shrimp on the side for an extra $10. Free range chicken. Oh, it says it's cockavan. COQAUVIN.
Cockavon.
Yeah. Oh, John, I might have to. Pan-fried potatoes. Thigh confit. trumpet mushrooms, smoked bacon, or red wine sauce for $35. Now, I usually don't get chicken out at all, but that sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, and potatoes are probably fried in that chicken fat, so they're probably not good for you at all, but ooh, I bet they taste good.
Yes. The tomato risotto sounds delicious, John. It looks delicious. I got a picture here. I love a good risotto, don't you, John?
Yeah. Places around us, it's hard to find. That's why we're so thrilled when we go to Disney and get to eat some.
Yeah. It's an eggplant it's a tomato risotto with eggplant fritters, and the picture shows them. They kind of look like hush puppies. So that would be awesome, because that would fill you up a little bit, too, with the risotto.
And that almost sounds like something that would be a vegetarian dish that I could almost eat.
Yeah, so I would be all in. Eggplant fritters, pepper relish, and herb oil. It's only $31, John, and it's a nice-looking plate. I might have to try that. That would be a nice, light summer dish, you know?
Yeah, it would be overly heavy for you, so.
Tommy probably like these. I know you would, too. Braised short rib, John.
With a
sun-choke puree, pickled carrots, spruce chimichurri, and a cases reduction for $41. Dude, this isn't bad either. Filet mignon, right down Dougie's alley. Black garlic and mushroom risotto, John. Braised spinach, bone marrow butter with a red wine demi-glaze. What do you think that goes for, John?
$56.
Try, I'm going to blow your doors off. $49, John.
The hell you say?
How the hell is a Disney steak that's a filet under $50, John?
Somebody call that in. We got to get that changed.
With a black garlic and mushroom risotto, that sounds divine, don't it, John?
That sounds definitely very tasty.
Yes, for $49. Grilled pork with a salsify rapini lingonberry reduction. And that's exactly how it's spelled. Rapini lingonberry reduction for $40. Duck a la orange, John. Sobeys, broccolini, leg confit, and an orange gastrique for $38. Lisa'd be in for that, wouldn't she?
Yeah, but I'd have a tough time ripping her away from that
filet mignon.
Yeah, filet. Yeah. That ain't happening. Yeah. She likes duck, but man, yeah. She loves filet. So.
Lamb shank, saffron couscous, pickled harissa mix, nasturtium chimola for $45. Oh, dude, I'd even like this, because my Aunt Audrey called me today, and it made me cry thinking of my mom. I got choked up when I hung up. But my mom and my aunt, like the family recipe of chicken and dumplings, I love some good chicken and dumplings. You like chicken and dumplings?
Yeah, but I haven't had the right stuff since my mom passed. So, I mean, Lisa makes a version, but it's completely different than what I remember as a kid. So, yeah, I haven't had... I haven't had mom's version in a long time. So.
Yeah, my aunt just made it, and it's weird. Like, my cousin Jimmy, who's like a brother to me, he's been with his girl for 30 years, Kim, and Aunt Audrey's making it today, and they're coming over in 30 years. She hasn't had it. Ain't that crazy? Presley wants chicken and dumplings, too. But, no, anyway, my mom made a great chicken and dumpling, which I absolutely loved. So... And it's a free-range chicken and dumpling here with a pumpkin macaron nundi, chicken confit with some kind of sorrel oil, and a cream apple al juice for $38. Now, I want to see that. There's no pictures here. I wish I could see it. But I'd like to try that. Because my mom's dumplings, I don't know about yours, my mom's and my aunt's dumplings, they were the size of a good meatball. Is that how yours was? Like, pretty big?
Yeah, she always made them. They were kind of like, they were big, but they were flat. So it was kind of like a square, you know, like that type of a thing. But honestly, probably close to a quarter inch thick. So
yeah. See, my mom's and my aunt's are round. And okay. So is Brenda's mom. Brenda's mom makes a good one, too. It's kind of like the same kind of recipe. It's just some of the things. Like, my mom made homemade dry beef gravy. My mom was a really good cook, but she did the old school stuff. She didn't go. My mom didn't create. She cooked. You understand?
Yeah.
And it was really good. She made a really good vegetable soup. She made a great homemade dry beef gravy, which I loved. And her chicken and dumplings was good. And I loved her potato salad, John. You know, those are the things I wish I could have a week. And my mom's meatloaf was good. I wish I had a week of her old school cooking, you know, because I miss it. Just flavor, if you get what I'm saying. My wife and my mother-in-law are phenomenal cooks. They taught me everything I know, and I am an excellent cook. I don't mean to brag, because I never do, but I'm fantastic, never. John.
But I've heard Gordon Ramsay's called you a couple of times to go on Hell's Kitchen. You've told him, look, there's nothing I can learn from you. I don't need it. So.
Who do you think taught him to call people donkeys?
That one I believe.
Yes.
All the crap you just told me, that one I believe.
Yeah, he called me up. I said, listen, you donkey, what do you want again? I'm petting Presley, and every time I stop petting him, now he's barking. Because I had to pet him to stop him from barking.
I think just doing three menus has made him very hungry. And he's
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. We're actually doing a positive show here, John, is what I'm trying to do. Sustainable fish, John. White bean ragu, eggplant campanada, roasted tomatoes, emulsion for $45. What's a sustainable fish, John?
I can never get excited on a menu when it says sustainable fish. I don't know what it is.
Unless I ask them and they say it's like a grouper or a halibut, you don't understand. Then they tell me what the fish is. I want to know.
And the thing is, with that type of ingredients, different fish would match differently with that, you know. So I don't know if I want those ingredients with my you know, it just doesn't sound appropriate.
Well, I know. Judith had a bad time with her girlfriend here, so, but this doesn't sound like the same menu. I think they changed it since then.
Yeah, she had other stuff, I thought.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. But anyway, the shepherd's pie here, John, sounds delicious too. Black lentils, truffled mashed potatoes, and glazed root vegetables. It's plant-based. It's $33, but it sounds really good, dude. Come on, truffled mashed potatoes? And then here we go, John. Listen to this one. Pan-roasted halibut, John. They named the fish. Hallelujah.
There you go.
But it also has scallops, mushrooms, fingerling potatoes, and a seafood cream, John. Dude.
See, that one sounds too good. I'd be afraid it'd be the coconut curry.
I would be getting this and be either happy as hell or disappointed. But that sounds incredible, dude. But I've never had fingerling potatoes in any of that stuff. So I don't think that would work. In that curry broth, have you?
No.
So I think we'd be safe. But $48, this menu is actually reasonable now. There's nothing over $50.
Well, Doug, think you could get that tenderloin filet, or you could go over and get
what was that?
The tenderloin filet, or spend $14 more over and go to Hollywood Vine and Dine. So I think you'd go here, right? So.
Yeah, dude. I think this might be on the. I want to try the tomato risotto. I want to try the Bray short rib. I want the filet mignon for sure. And I want this new pan-roasted halibut meal. I want four different things. So me and Brenda, I know Brenda would get she wouldn't get the filet. Brenda might get the tomato risotto or this pan-roasted halibut, which would be two. Then we'd have to go back for me to try the chicken and dumplings and the Bray short ribs that sounds really good too, dude. Everything, the free range chicken with the pan fried potatoes. I want to try that. John, I might have to eat here twice next trip. Because I love the Brown Derby anyway.
You might just have to walk around and say, look, I just want a little corner of that right there. Can you slice me off just a little corner of that? Let me try it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And then they got on the side shrimp macaroni and cheese, Brussels sprouts, spoon bread, lavender honey butter, John. That sounds delicious, doesn't it? Huh?
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then seared Brussels sprouts, which Brenda would love. And then the desserts are grapefruit cake, a Brown Derby original. That is awesome. I've had that years ago. $14. Creme brulee for $14. Decadent chocolate cake for $14. Towering chocolate cake, dark chocolate mousse, and whipped ganache. $14. Chocolate rose, chocolate cake, chocolate sauce, hazelnut cream for $13. And poached pears and panna cotta. That sounds really good, too. Vanilla bean panna cotta, petite poached pears, almond sponge cake, and a caramelized, oh my God, Florentine charts. That sounds out of this world. So, I don't know, John. I'm glad I read this, because this ain't, I mean, Judith, yell at me and correct me, because I know you love to do that. You never correct John, but you will correct me. But if this isn't the menu that you had, if it is, let me know, because I don't believe it is. Do you, John?
No, and that was the trip before her last one. The last one was with Tommy at Christmas.
Yeah.
So that was when me and Lisa went and saw her and her friend out there at the Magic Kingdom. So I think that's got to be at least 6-7 months ago. So, yeah, it seems like they've updated the menu since then. So.
Yeah, maybe they got their complaint. So, but no, me, I've never had a bad meal. Brenda had one. The meal was good, but the capers that were in it were like cinder blocks, and she refused to return it because it was Mom's birthday. I mean, everything else was good on the meal, but she just didn't like how hard they were, if you follow me. So,
right.
Ooh, we got to do this next, John. Geico updated their menu in 24, too. We'll do this next episode.
All right.
We got Geico and Sanaa updated their lunch and dinner. Oh, no, they didn't. That was for the kid. Damn it. I was all angry, John. I'm angry. Beaches and Cream updated theirs for lunch and dinner. We could do that. That sounds like fun. We'll do Geico and Beaches and Cream next episode. How's that sound?
Sounds like a winner.
Speaking of a winner, my Phillies are going to win this year, John.
Win.
Chelsea. I cannot wait. I get another baseball draft tonight. I'll be happy when this is over. The drafting's one of the funnest parts, and baseball, it's not. I enjoy the season, but the drafting's, there's too many players.
Takes too long, does it?
It's not that it's long. It's like there's 50 guys. Like, not how in football you have your favorites. And I know a lot about baseball because, face it, I'm smart. I know a lot about everything, John. But I can pump myself up on any turn, can I, Johnny? And everybody knows that hopefully it's just tongue-in-cheek. But anyway, one of the things that with football, you got your guys that you really believe in, like – there's 32 complete running backs that are – there's 10 of them that are really, really good. You understand what I'm saying? In baseball, there's a couple, but there's 20 that are, like, right next to each other. Does that make sense? So it's kind of like – because there's so many players in baseball, so it's like – like, you got middle infielders, you know, corner infielders, all these pitchers. You got, like, 10 really great pitchers, and then you got 40 that are all about the same.
Yeah,
you're hoping one has a breakout year. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole deal with that. So, and I picked stinking 7th in this draft. So. But anywho, Johnny, I'm going to get ready for this. I got a heck of a week at Caesars. I can't wait for summer. There's nothing more depressing. Well, there's plenty of things more depressing, so don't take me literally. But it really sucks driving to the beach on a freezing cold day, John.
I wouldn't know that feeling at all, Doug. I don't think I've ever drove over there on chilly days, but never on a freezing cold day.
Yeah, but you get my point. Like, you know, if you're, it's kind of like with you guys heading to Disney and it's 45. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, just going down Atlantic City onto the boardwalk in that area with the wind blowing off the ocean, it's just miserable when it's freezing cold because it's always windy. It's, you know, you go to the beach, it's never not windy.
Yeah, when you talk about that, it just makes me think of a couple of Sopranos episodes when they meet up on the Atlantic City boardwalk in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And it's snowing. So, you know, that's what I think about.
That's exactly what it is, dude. And there's, dude, I'll tell you what. I probably pass many Tony Sopranos where I'm working. I'll tell you that right now, dude.
I don't doubt it a bit.
I see them weekly. I it's funny. I'll look at certain guys walking through there going, yeah. How many numbers are you picking up tonight? How much is your loan book, your loan shark book worth? You know what I'm saying? Or who do you know here?
Doug, the job I used to have, I delivered to a Italian deli in Clearwater, and it was called Felice's Pork Store, and they made espresso and everything else. And every time I went in, there was three or four older, maybe perhaps retired guys sitting out front drinking espresso. So
yeah.
So, and they always had the look. So, you know. So
yes. So I get it. So. But anywho, I'm going to do this draft. I'm going to draft all the Phillies and not care.
There you go.
I enjoy drafting my team, dude. So, and I did good. The last draft, I you know how they do the after the draft, there's 12 teams. I was rated the third best draft. So, and I got a lot of Phillies. So, I don't care. I'm not hating it. You know, I like having the guys that I like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So. But anywho, everybody, please be kind to one another. Me and Brenda's more and more getting the itch to come down, John. So we got a few weeks. One job's going faster than we thought, so I might be off before I know it.
Cool.
So we'll see. But me and Brenda's anxious to come down. I'm really anxious to try. I don't even care. I want to get her on Tron and Guardians. I don't want to get her on Guardian, but Rise of the Resistance. I'll do Guardians if I have to. I don't know if I could survive it again, John.
Right. Well, I guess we'll find out, right?
I really don't. Might have to put her on single rider, John. Don't tell her I said that. But anyhow, but if we don't, Ratatouille's her main thing, so that's cool.
Yeah, priorities.
Yeah, so that's the main priority for us, for both of us, really, because it's the only thing I haven't done. And I didn't do it. I could have walked on in a 15-minute queue that was there when I was there with you. Remember I told you how dead it was?
Yeah.
It was wide open. I could have walked right on. But I couldn't do it without her. So, anyhow, I'm going to get ready for this draft. You have a great week. You got any overtime this week?
Yeah, actually, I got a crappy shift at Studios, 4:30 to 12:30. On Tuesday night, but then the new schedule came out for the following week. I had a 2:30 to 11. I traded that for a 9 to 5:30. I traded that for 6:19 to 2:49. Bingo! So that's what I want. So yeah. So yeah, my overtime day starts earlier than my regular day. So that's exactly what I want. I'll have my day and a half off. So yeah, I can do that every week. I'd be a happy man. So.
And what day are you off this week?
I'm off Wednesday.
Okay. One of these days, if I'm off, we'll have to change our schedule to your off day. So, I would like that.
If you're off?
When I get laid off, or, you know, go back, not laid off, I'm never off. I go back to doing my company. I run my business.
Right.
I already have like 3 months worth of work lined up. It's crazy. People waiting, and God bless them that they do. But I got all kind of work, but when I'm working for myself, I can work around a schedule to where me and you could do something. You know what I'm saying? Which I would love. So anyhow, I'm going to let you go and get ready for this draft. I'm going to go out and check Brenda. She's cooking salmon tonight. We got very good salmon, John. So.
Well, I got the poor man's version of salmon. Tilapia. That's what we're having tonight.
Okay. Yeah. And I've been thinking about, we'll talk about it maybe on the next show, but have you ever thought about getting a griddle for a grill? Even though I have a regular grill out there, I've been thinking about getting a griddle too for the outside. You ever thought about that?
I don't I don't know. I've looked at him and I've tried to decide. Maybe because I really like black and stuff. You know, I like to do black and fish and stuff like that. But that smokes up so much. Mm-hmm. And our interior, our air fan for our oven just doesn't. It can't.
Well, I'm talking about an outside grill. It's made just like my grill, but it's a flat top. With the cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I could probably do black and stuff on that. You know?
Okay.
So.
You're saying if you had that outside, not okay.
Yeah.
I've been looking in that, do smash burgers and all, but I would love it for doing a grilled cheesesteaks and breakfast. And dude, I would never have to use a pan again. I could just throw my chicken breast, everything right on it. I'm thinking about doing it just to save from using pans. You could do your whole meal out there every day.
Yeah, and Doug, anything like that that I can buy that we find at a decent price, I usually do, because anytime we have a hurricane, the power's going to be out for a day or two. It's always nice to have propane backup outside, you know?
Yeah, so. I was looking at one of these. It's a really good brand, too. It was like $400 or $339 on sale. It was a regular $49, but I forget the company's name. Stone and something, like a real popular name. They're like real popular grills, and they're on QVC today on sale, and I almost made Brenda pull the trigger. So I'm thinking about it. I'll put it right next to my other grill.
Yep.
But anywho, I'm going to let you guys go. Everybody be kind to one another. Tell everybody what to do, John.
Fold your strollers, please. Have a great week.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.